Today, we're going to start with a question. What are you known for now, or what do you want to be known for? I want you to pause and think about that for a minute. Most of the time, people tend to answer that question based on what they do. I'm a mom, or if I'm a baker, I want to be known as the best baker. If I'm a virtual assistant, I want to be the best virtual assistant. So most of the time, people tend to think about answering this question in terms of their career or what positions they hold. But today we're going to be talking about your reputation. So we're going to be talking about who you are and what you're known for character-wise versus what you do career-wise. So whether your reputation is in shambles or overall you think it's pretty decent, I want you to stay tuned because today I will be giving you 7 tools to tune up your reputation. Welcome to the Amazing with Grace podcast, a spiritually relevant space for people like you who want to be excellent but not perfect. I am your host, Dr. Q Perry, a board-certified and Christian psychologist based in Dallas, Texas. Although I want this show to be a helpful and inspirational resource for you, it is not meant to substitute for a relationship or treatment with a licensed mental health provider. For more information and additional resources, please visit our website at www.amazingwithgrace.com. Let's get into the show. These days, the mission to succeed is getting a lot of attention, whether it's academics, whether it's career in an organized 9-to-5 way or an entrepreneurial journey. It seems like everybody is on some type of journey, and that's a good thing. But I've noticed that in our quest to secure the bag, our reputations are starting to be considered less and less. We're starting to do whatever it takes to get noticed, to get likes, to get followers, to get fans, to get promoted, going to that next level. And while achievement is greatly encouraged and it's admirable, who we become along the way, I believe, is more important. There is a quote by Richard Branson that says, "All you have in business is your reputation." So it's very important that you keep your word. Now, why is it even important that we consider our reputation? Some people say, "I don't care what other people think of me." But I would like to submit to you that it's very important to a certain extent that we know how we show up, that we know how we come across to other people. Now, granted, there are times where no matter what you do, people have already made their decision about you. I'm not talking about those circumstances. I'm talking about the things that we can control that actually impact how other people see us. Even our legal system recognizes the value of a good name. If you think about defamation suits, even the Word of God talks about the importance of a good reputation, doing good deeds, and being mindful of how you interact with other people. I'm going to give you several scriptures throughout this podcast episode today, so don't worry about trying to jot them all down. I will definitely be sure to put them in your show notes. I just really want you to tune in and listen to this episode again if you have to, but at least this first time around, just really pay attention and soak in what I'm sharing with you today. The first scripture that I'll share with you is in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 1, and it says, "A good name is more desirable than wealth." I like the Amplified version because it says, "A good name earned by honorable behavior, godly wisdom, moral courage, and personal integrity is more desirable than great riches, and favor is better than silver and gold." Another scripture found in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 1 says, "A good reputation is more valuable than costly perfume." In 1 Timothy chapter 4, it talks about how to be a good servant of Jesus Christ. And your reputation is included in all that. Verse 11 says, "Teach these things and insist that everyone learn them. Don't let anyone think less of you because you are young. Be an example to all believers in what you say, in the way you live, in your love, your faith, and your purity." So as you can see, even the Word of God tells us that our reputation is of utmost importance because it's actually a glimpse into how you see yourself and it impacts how others see you. And if we want to take it even further, it also influences the behavior of others. You know, the word tells us that bad company corrupts good morals. And here's one that I really like. It's found in Titus chapter 2, verses 6 through 8. And it says, in the same way, encourage the young men to live wisely. And you yourself must be an example to them by doing good works of every kind. Let everything you do reflect the integrity and seriousness of your teaching. Teach the truth so that your teaching can't be criticized. Then those who oppose us will be ashamed and have nothing bad to say about us. So how I interpret these verses is that do your very best to have a good reputation. And towards the end of that passage, to me, it indicates that you're going to be criticized. People will say things about you, but the way that you live your life will actually defend you without you even having to say a word. So how is your reputation? Where do you think you stand and how other people see you? In my line of work, what's painful to see is someone being a wonderful partner on paper, but they're horrible in real life. Or you see someone who has accomplished a lot of things, but deep down they're experiencing a lot of shame because they know what they did to get there. Or there's a person who's known for talking a good game, but they do the very opposite of what they're telling other people to do. So I want you to think about something that bothers you about your reputation. Something that maybe you've done that you think impacts your image. And once you get that situation, that relationship, that event, whatever in mind, I want you to identify what emotion is attached to that. For most people, it's sadness or shame, guilt, regret, humiliation, and even fear that it might happen again. So I want you to tune in as I discuss these 7 tools and see which one you plan to use for your reputation tune-up. Number 1, mind your business. For some people, this is not an issue. Some people focus on themselves, focus on who's important in their lives, and just kind of stay in their lane. But for some people, this can be an area that's challenging, that's tempting to be caught up being a busybody in other people's business. You might know everything about everything and know everything about everyone. And that does not give you a good reputation. Because generally, when people ask thought-provoking questions or meaningful questions about your life, your direction, those answers are usually often very shallow. Number 2, don't post everything. Now, I know that what you post and how you post and how often you post is sometimes influenced by the type of work you do. So maybe your brand is based on giving people sneak peeks or inside looks at your back office for your business or your personal life. So maybe if you're a mom and you specialize in natural foods, so then maybe you're going to be showing how your child reacts to meals that you prepare. I'm not talking about business types of posts. But I want you to be very discerning about what you post, who you post, why you post, when you post. You have to be at peace with your personal life and your professional life. Now, some people have the belief that, yes, I have this professional image, or yes, over here, I have this Christian image, and in my private life, I can do what I want to do. You are absolutely correct, but you also have to know that there are some side eyes that are going to come along with that because you're presenting yourself in one light and doing something in another. Now, I'm not talking about having different hats that we wear, but what I'm saying is that sometimes people are very, very mindful of their professional image, but their personal image is very loose or carefree. and not as thoughtful. And so sometimes, many times, you can probably think of some people you know personally or some celebrities who have done or said something privately. And once it got out publicly, it was almost at the place of no return. So that's another tool that you can use to tune up your reputation. Just being mindful not to post everything. Number three, pause before you respond. The reason why this tool is very valuable for your reputation is because it'll help you learn how to respond versus react. I know for me, and I talk about this in my book, The Emotion Devotional, where I used to be a person to just say whatever I wanted to say. And as I've matured, I've learned the necessity of grace. And some people call this, you know, keeping it real, saying what you want to say. I do what I want to do. I'm not going to let people talk to me any kind of way. And while I'm not saying that you should forego boundaries in order to have a quote good reputation, what I am saying is that when we are careless with our words, it's really a sign of emotional immaturity. When we progress to emotional maturity and spiritual maturity, you can still say what you want to say, but you're more mindful and thoughtful of how you say it, when you say it, because that's what makes the difference. And part of pausing before you respond is also owning your triggers and knowing how to give and receive feedback. If I already know that I'm the type of person who gets really triggered if I feel insulted, and I know at that point my response is usually going to be around an 8 or 9, then I know that I need to be aware and kind of have a plan in place for those types of situations. Proverbs chapter 25, verses 11 and 12 says, "Timely advice is lovely, like golden apples in a silver basket. To one who listens, valid criticism is like a gold earring or other gold jewelry." So it's implying here that knowing when to speak is good, but also knowing when to be quiet is equally good. You know how growing up you might have heard adults say, "That's why God gave us 2 ears and 1 mouth." Another saying is, "Talk little and listen much." We might have gotten tired of hearing those things, and we might have thought that that was just something that the adults wanted to use to keep us quiet. But now that we're adults, you can actually see how valuable those sayings are. Number four, get you some coping skills. If you are not able to own your triggers and you don't have the right coping skills, this is usually when people ruin their reputation the most. When you're feeling more vulnerable emotions like betrayal, desperation, hurt, feeling attacked or ignored, feeling shame, and you don't know how to handle those emotions. And when I say handle, I mean identify, process, and express those emotions. And your go-to is to cuss and fight, or on the opposite end, be passive and let people walk all over you. This is where your reputation typically gets damaged. When people experience uncomfortable situations and they experience uncomfortable emotions and they don't have the right coping skills, it leads them to damage their reputation. So think about the classic example of a woman who feels ignored and betrayed by her boyfriend, and instead of knowing her worth and walking in her purpose and knowing when to step back and when to step away, instead she shows up at his house and she makes a big scene. Or even worse, she might show up on his job. She might damage his car. Think about how other people see her at that point. So you cannot be so ruled by your emotions that you forget about who you are and whose you are, and you forget all about your reputation. Number five, be around other people who care about your reputation. I have seen situations where maybe the person cares very much about their reputation, but maybe their friends don't. Maybe the people they hang around don't care very much about their reputation. And so these people disclose your personal information without any thought. They post different pictures about you or with you that are maybe not the most flattering. They let other people talk about you without any type of godly correction. So think about your circle and ask yourself, is this an area that I need to tune up? Do I need to be around other people who care more about my reputation as well? Now, number six goes along with that because you should also care about other people's reputation. Sometimes we are very mindful of our reputation and we care very much, and we actually have a pretty good reputation, but then we don't care about other people's reputation. And that typically shows up when they've done something to us, when we're mad at them. Then we tend to disclose their secrets, their weaknesses, their shortcomings. So even when you're mad at someone or you're disappointed or you're at odds with them, we're still required to show love and grace and compassion for them. We can't care so much about our own reputation that we disregard other people's reputation. And I was actually pretty shocked to know that this was in the Bible. In Proverbs chapter 25, verses 9 and 10, it says, "When arguing with your neighbor, don't betray another person's secret. Others may accuse you of gossip and you will never regain your good reputation." So again, what I take out of that is to care about other people's reputation, especially when you are in conflict with them. And number seven, this is a very heavy and effective tool, and that is to have integrity. When you think about your answers to that question, what am I known for? These are not just the aspirational things or the good things that people know about you or think of you. These are maybe some of the growth edges, as I like to call them, that you're also known for. Am I known to be a whiny person or vindictive person if I don't get my way? One that comes up all the time that I think mars our reputation is being known for being a late person. It is important that you learn how to be dependable, learn how to be consistent and be timely. Now, I'm not talking about perfection here, but only you know if you have a habit of being late or you're known for being late. This impacts your reputation professionally and personally. And it implies that there might be a discipline issue. It implies that there might be a self-centeredness issue where you only care about your time and you don't care about other people having to wait for you. Some people see it as unprofessional, and in many cases it is, if you're consistently late. Now, again, I'm not talking about perfection, because sometimes no matter what you do, how much you plan in advance, there are just things that are uncontrollable. But just think about your integrity in that area. Another area is any discrepancies between your public and private image. And so here you have to do an internal audit and ask yourself, is my real life consistent with what I post about or what I tell my friends, family, and coworkers? Now, obviously, there is some discretion that we use. The things that you might say in the privacy of your home, you would not say at a party, right? Or the things that you talk to your coworker about in private are not things that you would disclose at work or in a business meeting. But I'm talking about in general. You know, and God knows, that maybe how you're projecting yourself to always be happy, to always be on, to always be winning, to always be shining, looks very different from your real life when deep inside you have not done the work. So that's part of your integrity. And another piece of integrity to consider for your reputation is simply the golden rule. Treat people how you want to be treated. So those seven tools are to mind your business, don't post everything, pause before you respond, get you some coping skills, be around other people who care about your reputation. You care about other people's reputation, and to have integrity. I want to throw this bonus tip in there, and that is to give it time. One thing I have experienced is that people get frustrated, irritated, impatient, mad even, when other people don't immediately see their changes or see them in a different light. Like maybe you've done something and you've apologized, and then the other person say that they have accepted your apology, but they don't trust you yet, or they don't see you in the same way anymore. And I think one of the things that can damage people's reputation is to be impatient. As you are making changes and using these tools to tune up your reputation, be mindful that a lot of these things take time. Maybe you haven't done anything to anyone in particular where you have to repair your reputation. Maybe you're just starting to put yourself out there and you want to have a certain reputation. You have to be patient to allow people time to get to know you and to trust you and to see that consistency. I think it would be unfair to expect from yourself and even other people to do something one time, and then if other people don't acknowledge or notice it, then you give up or you think this doesn't work. So that bonus tip is to give it time. I'll end with this quote by Warren Buffett. It says, "It takes 20 years to build a reputation and 5 minutes to ruin it. If you think about it that way, you'll do things differently." I think that quote perfectly sums up what we're talking about today. Let's end with a quick prayer. Father God, thank you for the opportunity to come together to talk about something that is very important to you, and thus it should be very important to us, and that is our reputation. We know that you are a God who is known for love, for being compassionate, for being gentle, for being patient. Let us be mindful of how we interact with other people, how we treat other people, how we show up in our different settings in our lives. We ask that you help us to use these tools effectively to make sure that we are the salt and light of the earth. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. That is all that I have for you today. I pray that there was something said today that is beneficial for you. Take the time to leave a review. If you are enjoying this podcast, you can leave us a rating or a review. And also, don't forget to share this with a friend so that you all can continue the conversation. Until next time, take care.